Hey, Chip Chat listeners. Last Chip Chat challenge, we asked you to define cloud, and we got some really interesting answers. So we decided to continue on that track. With over 1 billion people and 10 billion devices added to the internet over the next few years, we have a simple question for you. By 2015, what is the largest impact cloud computing will have on our lives, why, and how? To share your answer, go to intel.com/server and click the Chip Chat Challenge link near the top of the page. We look forward to reading your answers. The challenge is on. Get posting.
You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name's Allison Klein. Today we've got Mike McNamara from NetApp back in the studio. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So, Mike, you work on cloud computing for NetApp. You were in talking a few months ago about NetApp's focus on cloud. We brought you back because you've got a lot going on. I think we'll start with an announcement around your Ethernet Advantage program. Why don't you tell us about that and how that relates to NetApp's efforts in cloud computing?
Sure. So a little while ago, NetApp made an announcement in which we announced a new program, which we call the NetApp Ethernet Advantage Program. It's the program in which we get ecosystem partners all working together to bring together 10 gigabit-based Ethernet solutions to the market that are applicable for cloud environments, for virtualized environments. It was a program that we actually had already had a couple hundred configurations already done prior to announcing it. So we were running the program, and then we went live with it, but we have a nice backlog of tested configurations that are already supported and available in our interoperability matrix.
You know, you talk about this momentum around the Ethernet Advantage program, and that ties straight into what you've been doing with Intel and VMware and the Cloud Builders programs. You guys just published two new reference architectures around unified networking for 10 gigabit Ethernet. Do you want to tell me about them?
Sure. We just completed two. The first was using VMware ESXi as the OS, but the storage protocol we tested was NFS. It's 10 gigabit Ethernet, so end-to-end from the host through the fabric. We're using Cisco Nexus 5020 switch down to the NetApp storage, which was our high-end FAS 6240, and within that high-end storage from NetApp, of course, we're using Intel Xeon processors, as well as we have Intel server adapter, 10 gigabit Ethernet chip down on our motherboard, so it was a 10 gig connection from the NetApp storage through the switch up to the host. And the servers in this setup were also running Intel processors, the 5600 series. So what we wanted to do is show... I wanted to do a reference architecture around ESX, and we wanted to use two common protocols, first being NFS and the second being iSCSI. And what we wanted to test out is the ease of configuration. We wanted to test out different performance scenarios. We found that we were able to really exercise that 10 gigabit pipe and really exercise the bandwidth and to keep up with multiple VMs, multiple data stores, et cetera. Really, the nice thing with NFS and with iSCSI is these are both protocols that run over Ethernet. And Ethernet and Ethernet-based storage and Ethernet networking is something that's very pervasive, very easy to set up, easy to configure with the NetApp storage. One of our key strengths is the ease of provisioning the storage. And what it shows is that setting up an Ethernet-based storage solution. It's easy to set up, easy to configure, and using 10 gigabit Ethernet is also very cost effective.
Moving towards 10 gigabit Ethernet, regardless of whether you're running NFS or iSCSI or different protocols, why is that the focus in the industry and what efficiencies are gained in driving this vision of a unified network?
So really what's driving it is the fact that customers are now able to create what's commonly referred to as a converged network. So if customers so choose, they can run NFS, iSCSI, fiber channel over Ethernet, as well as SIFS, all over a single 10 gigabit Ethernet pipe into a 10 gigabit Ethernet port. So you can have these multiple protocols all running on one wire, and there are standards that have been developed to ensure that you're giving the correct priority and you're able to allocate bandwidth correctly. But what's great is you're able to take these multiple ports and cabling, that cabling's a nightmare in a lot of data centers, and just being able to consolidate everything down onto Ethernet. And then the other advantage is the fact that, you know, Ethernet is so ubiquitous, so pervasive, and there's a strong, strong understanding and skill base out there on Ethernet. And the interoperability that's involved in setting up an Ethernet network is a lot easier than a traditional fiber channel fabric.
What is it that's at play in the data center today that is driving folks to get over their sociological dogmas around a particular networking fabric and head towards a unified network? What is the increased challenge that data center managers are facing that is driving the need for this change?
Sure. Well, you know, one is the fact that the amount of data that's being generated is just growing and growing and growing. And files are getting bigger, there's more streaming, email is going crazy. So what's happening is, one, you get an explosion in data growth, but you're not getting an increase in budget or people resources to help manage that. So the customers are looking for a way in which to keep up with this crazy data growth, but also do it in a cost-effective manner. And that's really where Ethernet comes into play. A, you've got a strong bandwidth play with 10 gig, and Ethernet is just going to, that roadmap is going to 40, and then it's going to 100. So you've got a huge roadmap behind you. And then, as I say, the advent of some of the data center bridging standards allows multiple traffic types now to run over Ethernet, so you can consolidate your LAN and your SAN over 10 gigabit Ethernet and then handle your growth in virtualization, your cloud computing applications very effectively and cost effectively.
Mike, if folks want to find out more information about your new Ethernet Advantage program, where would they go?
Sure, they would go to netapp.com and just search on Ethernet Advantage.
Mike, congratulations on the reference architectures. These have been wonderful deliverables in terms of charting the way to deploy unified networking, regardless of protocol that you're working on. These reference architectures and other videos and webcasts are available at the Intel Cloud Builder site at intelcloudbuilders.com/netapp. We'll look forward to hearing more from you in the future, Mike. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you.